No, it's my thoughts, as I said to the players, is there any positives in defeat? You know, I think the way things have been going for us over the last number of weeks, you know, I think I'd be taking positives from it. You know, I thought, you know, but, well, in the first half, I thought it's one where we could be in the dressing room at half time 0-0. We didn't create anything, but, you know, the two goals we've given away are I'm sure yous are sick listening to me saying it, but they're ridiculously soft again from set pieces. And, you know, we're in a 2-0. Now, second half, I thought, you know, if there's any doubt about, you know, if the boys' heads are down or their character or, you know, their confidence, I thought you could see it coming back in the second half. And that's why, for me, yes, we've been beat, you know, and it's always hard to take, especially at home where we have a good record. But, you know, it's definitely looking at it, I'll be taking a lot of positives from it. And because you can tell by the body language of players that, you know, they seem to be getting back to themselves a wee bit there tonight. And, you know, most will say still not good enough. We've been beat 2-1 at home. But from my point of view and from what I've seen so far, you know, I would take quite a bit from the game. But unfortunately, no points, obviously.
Yeah, obviously the one you're on, this losing run, James, and not picking up as many points as you should be. You know, it's harder to find that when you've got Shelburne up next. I mean, can you see a victory coming soon?
Well, I can see it coming soon after, as I said, some of the things I've seen tonight. I can see it coming, you know, that it's been difficult. Yes, you find yourself thinking, you know, where are we going to get a win from? You know, when things, so many things you feel are going against you, and, you know, when players are, you know, just making individual errors and confidence goes down. And but I think, you know, looking tonight, I can see it coming. You know, difficult one to go to Shelburne next week, but, you know, we can take positives from that game tonight. And, you know, it wasn't the best. I'm not by no means saying we were great, but compared to what we've seen maybe and you know, what's been going on in the last few weeks, I thought it was an improvement. And, you know, that's all we looked for tonight. You know, we need to see signs that, you know, we're going to turn the corner, and I thought the signs were there tonight. So it's back to the drawing board now and training again during the week.
Yeah, and as manager, I'm sure, you know, that second half performance will have pleased you, but I mean, do you feel under pressure at all, James? I mean, the fact that you have struggled so much at the start of this campaign, I mean, have you had any thoughts on your own situation?
Yeah, I feel under pressure. You know, it's you know, when you're not winning games, you know, I don't feel, you know, I don't feel pressure from yourselves or from the board or fans. You know, it's the pressure I put myself and the standards I want to set myself. And you know, it's you know, I want to do well, and you know, it was no different when I played. You know, you want to do as best you can, and you know, so in that regard, when you're not winning, you know, you feel the pressure. But it's not the pressure of, you know, is my job safe or is it not? You know, it's the pressure of, you know, going out and winning your next game. I'm not really worried about whether my job's at risk or not. You know, if it is, then, you know, I'll deal with it.